In Idan, Kol Kinuyin Idalim Kinmoi, Uchomin Kichomin, Ushwes Kishwes, Uniziras Kiniziras, Hoemel Havere Mudan Imcho, Mufrasn Imcho, Lohakan Imcho, Shani Echeloch, Shani Echeloch, Shani Teimloch, Osa. Minuda Niloch, so according to the Rabbanon, is not us. It's not a Loshneda. But Rabakiva Lechecha Bazelach. Now let's see the Ram. Kol Kinuye Nidorim Nedahu Be'echod Mishnei in Yon. Nedar is in one of two things. In Midrehegdeh. So there are two categories of Nidor. One is Nidor Hegdesh, if somebody is Magdish, either the Kabbais or the Mizbeach. And Nidor Hegdesh itself is in two Ifanim. Either Harei Olai, when he says, Harei Olai Lehovi Elo, or Harei Zu, when the Behema is Lefonov, doesn't mean Dafka Lefonov. He spells out the identity of the Behema, and he says, Behema Zu Ti Eloi. That's Nidre Hegdesh. And then there is Nidre Isa. Nidre Isa means he asks the Kikya upon himself, or he asks his Kikya. Ruben asks his Kikya upon Shim, or Ruben can ask Shimon's Kikya upon himself, but of course not shayach to say that Ruben should ask Shimon's Kikya upon Levi. That's not shayach. So continuing Dorim Nedaru Be'echod Mishnei Yoni in Nidre Hegdesh U'Magdish L'Berek Abayis Ol Mizbeach U'Binyin Zeh in Yochel Hagdish or Mashu Shalei. Visurei Kiru Kolodo. Hegdish Nashayach to say he's Magdish something only relative to one person. He has to Magdish Lidoveya, so it's also Likolayo. Since it's also Likolayo, so in the Magdish Lavoshin Shalei. Only to he said, Shosar Latzmei Dvorim HaMetor. In other words, the Torah says, Ish in Matis, Ish ki yida nedal ad Hashem, o yishov ha-shvur leser nafi. So the Torah gives a keach to a person. I mean, when I say a person, he has to be a Jew. A nochri cannot make a neda. Kusin. So the Mishnah in Ozer says, according to Mandoma, the Kusim Gyar Emerson, they have a keach to make afloes, to make nidor and shvues and tomah niziras. According to Mandoma, Kusim Gyar Emerson, they are going. Some really they can't. So, Nidre Hegdesh is shayach to Akumos, Ishish, so Akum can be neither of a native to Hegdesh, but not in the Reisa. Only the Reisa Asher Reisa Latzmei Dvorim HaMetorim Uvinyin Zeh Yochel Esei Rafu Nichse Chavir Olof V'nisur Eshov Rekel U'Misachas Zu Hibinge Nidre Reisa. This Misachas Nidorim primarily deals with Nidre Reisa. Agavur Chai discusses Nizires. Well, Nizires, according to Ran, is also Nizires. But there is a special Misach to Nizires. And Chvues, but primarily discusses with Nidre Isa. Nidre Isa, Shema Sheshonu Kam, Kinuye Chomim Kichomim. When the Mishnah says, Chomim Techomim. It doesn't mean Chome Ekdeishes, but it means Haine Mishum Shaloshin Cherem Kishem Shou Kelel Chome Berekabais Kachu Kelel Nireis. The Loshin of Cherem has two meanings. It can have reference to Chome Berekabais. His Machim is Beisil Berekabais. That's Magid. But the Mishnah here only says Kinuye Chomim Techomim. It has reference to Kinuye Isa, Chomim Isa, because Cherem is a Loshon of Isa of Neder Alpha. Kitnan Likamo, Hareini Olecho Cherem. Hamud Arosha, Fruvin says to Shimon, I am unto you a Cherem, so Shimon cannot be Nene from Reuven. Hareo ata lecherem. If Shimon, Reuven says to Shimon, you should be a cherem unto me, so Reuven cannot be Nene from Shimon. Habadros, umishum hai gavne tom lechomim ochi, dilu chome bereka bayis, lishai chabayim sechti, ela besida kosh. Vinidra yisera heim beachod mishleish avrach. In three ways, in other words, it can be formulated in three ways. Ikar Nedar, where the Ikar Nedar is formulated. And Kinuyov, Kinuyov means a nickname, a nickname. And Yodis, Yodis means he formulates it, but he doesn't complete the formulation. There is one word or two words missing. And Alpidin, we are gaming the expression because it is implicit, it is obvious. Now, there are Yodayim Mechicheis and there are Yodayim Sheinu Mechicheis. Yodayim Mechicheis means that even though it's incomplete, but there is no ambiguity as to what he meant. Yodayim Sheim Echichais means there is somewhat of an ambiguity. In other words, but it's not 50-50 ambiguity. Yodayim Sheim Echichais, the Gemara mentions further, Machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbiude about the Roshon of a get. So according to the Rabbonon, the essence of the necessary expression in get is Hareyat Pteras Kolah. Rabbi Yudah says, no, that's not enough. And in the Reisler, he has to spell out in the get the din, the hevel moch noye, igeresh bukim, the get pitur. So the Gemara said it first, that the machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yudah is, and the question is whether Yodayim Shem Mechiches is having Yodayim, or Yodayim Shem Mechiches is lo yav Yodayim. That the Rabbon holds Yodayim Shem Mechiches have Yodayim, because the primary meaning of Hareyat Materas al Cholodom is, if Reuven writes in the get to his wife Leah, Hareyat Materas al Cholodom, so it means, obviously means, I am the one who is Megarish. And it is obvious that he doesn't mean he's Megarish, he divorces him by the fire of his mouth. And the get, he gives her on the right. That's not so. That could be true, a havdol of a civil divorce. So the judge renders a verbal decree. So the couple is divorced by the fiat of the judge, and then he gives a written document as evidence. But that's not the halacha of get. The halacha of get is he has to be migarish with the get, not with his mouth. And it is she becomes divorced from him, fully get, and then it is the vow divorces her, not somebody else, not like the Havdali civil divorce, when the call divorces. In other Midarish is Israel, Ruven cannot be Midarish, Eish Hashemet. So I want to say, even if he doesn't say, we didn't have a Lechiminoye, I am the Midarish, it is still obvious that he is the Midarish. It's nonsense. Who is the Midarish? Somebody else. That's why the Rabbanim say that Ariyat Teres L'chol Odom is enough. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. True, the primary meaning and the only meaning that makes sense is that he is Midarish or the Baal, not somebody else. And that he is Midarish not for the fiat of his mouth, but for the get, the written get. But still it is capable of a ridiculous interpretation. Ridiculous as it is, but it's still capable. So Mele is possible with the eyes. And he has to spell it out to negate any other meaning, even a ridiculous meaning. So עיקר הנדר וכינויו ויודיס עיקר הנדר הוא שיימא דובר זה עושר עליי. So the עיקר הנדר is when he says פיקר זה עושר עליי, ובין שיתפיסי בדבר אחר בין שלא יתפיסי זהו נדר המתיר. So here the run sheet is that they're on the same level, התפוסי or spelling it out, kikar zero shalai, or say kikar zero like hegde, is the same thing. The Ran in Shvuyas and the Ri, he says that the ikar haneder, let's see the Ran in Shvuyas. Now, the Ches in the Ran on the Rif, Omid Aleph, the first line, the first short line in the Ran above the first big line in the Ran. Izeu Isan Eder Omo Bateo, Kleima, Dise, Leima Ashu, Shehumatfis. אלא בעיקר הנדר. דעיקר הנדר האומו בתאו היי משתולי ודובר הנודו וסייב דובר כאחד מנידרי הקדש. דהיינה כאימרין ודירין דבלב הוכה נדר למשכח אסלו. אבל בלוי התפוסי אי אפשר לי לעשר סמודה. So it seems superficial on the surface that the Ran is Caesar himself. In Idorim he says that the Ikar Neder is in two ways. Either he says Kikar Zero Salai without at first, or he says Kikar Zero like Hegdish. So then it's at first. Here he says that the Ikar Neder is at first. I don't think that there is a Machlokes. It's really the same thing. Because Ikar HaNeder is to say, not just Matfis Be'Hekdesh, because matfiz v'hegdesh without osor alai would be nitre hegdesh. If somebody will say kikar ze ki kikar hegdesh, it will become a kikar hegdesh. If we'll say vali ze ki kikar ki vali shal hegdesh, so it will become nitre hegdesh, so it's not nitre isa. But Nidreisa means that he asks it. He has to answer it nidovar another. He cannot say, kikar ze osar alai ki psa treif and evela ki psa chazir. That's idovar osar. So dovar another, what is dovar another? Dovar another means hegdesh. There is nothing but hegdesh that is dovar another. Because hegdesh does not become hegdesh by itself. The only hegdesh that is Kodesh automatically by itself is prayer, because Behemoth's prayer is Kodesh Merachamim. So the Rabbon say that if somebody will say kikar ze osar alai ki prayer, so it's not a Dovar Anodo. There is one Tane who says that it is a Dovar Anodo, because even though prayer is Kodesh Merachamim, but still mitzvah lagdishe. So mitzvah lagdishe is not just a lip service, a mitzvah of saying that hey, prayer ze hey, tusha b'ktushas prayer. There is something, even though it's Kodesh Merachamim, but there is something that his hegdesh, the violence hegdesh, is massive. I don't think I'll discuss it now. When you reach the Mishnah, the Machlekes, whether I can be matfis with prayer. So, the Iker of Neder Iser consists in spelling out both to say kikar ze ke hegdesh and osa ke hegdesh. Kikar ze osa like hegdesh. Because if he says kikar ze or like hegdesh, then he's not answering it. He has to answer it by answering it in the way hegdesh becomes osa. But the only difference is hegdesh becomes osa alikulon to the whole world, and his iser becomes also to a specific person or a specific thing. Pi aneisir es pili diburi, ragli leluchai, and so on. But so the Ikra Nedar is to say osar olai and spell out how should it be osar. It doesn't mean that there is an inyan of tmura chas v'shalom. But it means he has to describe the way he answers. So he answers by answering it in the same way that the person answers a chayfes into hegdesh. So Mimele, if he says there is no stira between the Ran in Nidorim, the Ran in Shavuos, because in Nidorim he says the Ikra Nedar is in two ways. In Shavuos he says Ikra Nedar is Al-Litvise. It means the same thing, because Al-Litvise it's also Ikra Nedar, because we complete his statement. But we shouldn't equate it with Yad, because Yad means when the statement is so incomplete that we have to resort to Gzeras HaKosuf, that we can complete the statement. But when the statement is practically complete, except there is one word that is missing, then without Gzeras HaKosuf of Yodis, it is a Yad. And it's considered, if he says kikar ze osar alai, so he completed without an Gzeras HaKosuf of kikar. If he says kikar ze Olaiti Hegdesh, so you also complete it by putting it in the middle. Kikelze also Olaiti Hegdesh. So it's not, it's like Yad, but where is Yad when he says Mudan Moho Shaneich Loch? So then we have to resort to Exorcism of Yodis. Here it is so obvious we don't even have to resort to Exorcism of Yodis. Now, Elohei Kashit, we say, Ubein. עיקר הנדע הוא שיהיה מאותו וזהו עושה עליי ובין שהתפיסי בדבר אחר בין בדבר אחר דתי זה דבר הנדע בין שלא יתפיסי זהו נדע רמובת היום אלא איך שהתפיסי בינון שיתפיסנו בדבר הנדע ולא בדבר עושה וכדם רינון בריש פרק שבוי שתיים בס מיתיים ידע מקור כי נדע לשם עד שידע בדבר הנדע כלי מה שאף על פי שנודע חול ולא יתפוס אפל הוכה עם מתפיסי בינון שיתפיסנו בנמר אודו ולא ידבר עושה וכמי שכתבתי שום פסיעי תדשמי הלכך היכה שיתפיס ואומר הרי זה כיכר זה אולי כקוב חייל נדרי ויקנד הרוזי וכינוי יפו שבנקים קוב נאמר קיינן קיינך קיינס וכל שאומר כאין דה שניקני הרי הוא עושה כי לא אומר קום עליי ככזה ואני דתנן כל כינוי דורים כנדורים ובהני כינויים פליג רביכן ושלוקש נגמור את הפחס דרך זה מחלקת ביטון רביכן ושלוקש רביכן says כינויים לא שנו מסיימי other languages English, Spanish, you don't have to take an Eder or Nisires or Shvuye Davkin Roshna Kedish. You can take it in English too. So at that, I mean, what kind of a Kedish is that? After all, we learn out from a Pasik that called that Kinuyim is Kinuyim Nidorim is Kindorim. We have to have a Pasik that you can take in Eder in English. We need a posik in regard to a parasha of the Torah, so certain parashas of the Torah that you can be say in every language. Let's say Krish according to the Rabbanon of Rebbe. So Shema b'chol loshen shatashim Birkas Keanim. So Davkim loshen HaKedish. The Keanim cannot say Yivarechecho in English. Has to be the way it is written the Torah, the Loshna Kedish. But what kind of a Kiddush is it that you can take in Eder? What is there? It's a parasha of the Torah. It's just speech. So human speech is speech, whether it's Loshna Kedish or English, Yiddish, Spanish, Turkish, Arabic, whatever language it is. The answer is, as the Ram himself worked out, according to Rabbi Yechon, that Kinuyim is Loshen Umeis, it has reference to the slang of the Mesilla. There are certain expressions in other languages which are slang expressions, repugnant expressions, like the expression, I don't know nothing. So it's a contradiction. I don't know nothing. But it means that I know something. But that's a slang, an incorrect formulation. So even if he takes an Eder in that kind of slang, I don't know nothing, I don't answer no kicker upon myself, which means, according to correct English, I do answer a kicker. He doesn't answer a no kicker, but a kicker he does answer. Still it will help. Because that even slang language is also considered as an error. The kinnuy afusha mikim korbim yima keinem keinech keines v'chol shama kinari osea k'lom ha korbim alai kikaze v'ayin ditnam kol kinnidorim kinnidorim ואני כינויים כלי רבי יחן ורישלוקיש בגמור. דה רבי יחן עם הלושן אוכמי, ורישלוקיש אמר הלושן שבוד להם חכונים, ליסנדם לי. ורבי יחן דם הלושן אוכמיים, ודאי, הנדע בהם כנדע ביקקוב, שאני דורם נמום לחלוש, ואפילו רישלוקיש, רישלוקיש אס, כינויים, איז לושן שבוד להם חכונים. The Chazal, the Tanoim, coin special expressions which have the same meaning as the real expression. Instead of Osar Olai, they say Kainim Olai. So it just is. So it is obvious, it goes without saying, that the Droshe, that Kinuyin Nidorim, Kindorim, Alim Derabi Echalen, is the Droshe Gmur. But even the slang of the Umesayla. But the question is, how about Rishlokish, who says that Kinuyim Kenech, Kenes, Kenem, Kenech, Kenes, the Chachomim Koin, the Tanoim Koin. So the Ranshita is that even according to Rishlokish, it's a Droshim Mor. It's not an Asmacht. It's not an Asmacht. Because the Chachomim are not. So, the Chachomim have the same keyach as in Asia. What's the yichas of the British people? What is the language? The language means that a group of people accept that certain words to mean something. So what difference does it make whether the British people decided that certain words should have a certain meaning, or the Tanoi? All the Tanoim, so it's all from the right. The Filish Lokish Name Doma, Shim Loshin Shibotlam Chachomim, Him Damkin Kinergon with the right. Shari Koal Shane is Elon Laskomis, Umo Vumo, Viligora Askomas Chachomim, Maskomos. Hilka Havel mit Reis, wo Chaname Maschman berichnos, die Pachinon am Asnissen, Posar bekinui, Forrest Jodis, Shane, Tane ki Posar, Posar biikakol, Vodam Forrest Jodis, der Asel mit Rosh. So in other words, Kinuim is also learned out. But there are two kinds of Droshes. There is a Droshe that really involves the Pshutish al Mikro. And there is a Droshe that does not involve the Pshutish al Mikro. For example, the Shita Sarambam is that Bidushe Bie and Bidushe Shtar is Midarais. Bidushe Kese is Din Teiro Midime Sefer. The Rama doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, it's the Rabbana. There's the Shita of Rabbeinu Gersh in Bo'basra in Suves, Benigea the Gemore, Afkin Rabbon Midushmane. So the Gemore says, Tainar the Kodish Bekas. So, but Kodish be my Aikal Meimah. So Rash the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbeinu Gersh, and it's mentioned, you know, Rabbeinu Gershon's Perush and Bo Basre, Daf Mem Ches, Teinach the Kodish, Bishtar, but Kodish Bibi, Kodish, Teinach the Kodish, Bikaspi. So the Chachomim, since it's with the Sefer, so the Chachomim of the Keach, the Mafkir, but Kodish bebiye ma'ikal ne'imar is mideraiz. So the Gemara in Veteres, Shavu Rabbonon libilosi bilasnis. So the Rashbam says, Eine. And Rashing Suves also. So in the subject of Gimun Suves, Yeshin is begitten, or Eine is begitten. So the Gemara says that actually Ikim Atnai Beines is not Ikim Atnai. But the Chachomim Mu'amafkia, Tikdush. So the Gemara also says, Tena the Kodesh Bikas, they have a keach to mafkia, but Kodesh Bibiye Ma'ika Lemeima. So the Gemara says, Shavu Rabbonu Blosi Blosi. So Rashi mentions the name of Rabbi Yisrael from the Yash. Tena the Kodesh Bikas, because it's in Rosh, it's made of a safe. But Kodesh Bibiye, which in the Raisi, is how can Chachom be mafkia? So the Gemara says, Shavu Rabbonon Libelosei Bilazni. And Rashi rejects it, and Rashi says the Pshat is, Tena the Kodesh Bikaspe, so the Chachom Nevikeach of Hefka Bez Nevka, so they are mafkia the Kesef of the Tavas, so it's not his Tavas, so Melech is not Mekudeshes, but Kodesh Bibiye is not Shayach to say Hefka Bez Nevka. Now, the Rambam has the sheet of Rabbi Nigash. And the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milchas Ishes, that Kesef is Din Teiro, and we give a Sefer, not Chas V'Sholem V'Rabbonon, but Din Sefer.
What does it mean, Din Sefer?
One second. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milchasishes, Halach Aleph, and Beit, Kedem Matan Teiro, Ho Yodom Pigea Beshuk, Im Rosso Hu Vihi Liso Iso, Mach Niso Liser Beise, U Bealei Beinil Vinatzmi, Vitielo Lisho, Kibm Shinit Nateiro, Nistav Yisrael, Shem Yerzo Yish, Liso Isho, Hikni Iso Trilo Bifneidim, Vahakein Tielo Lisho, שנמאק ייקח ישיש אובלה הלוח בי וליקוח מיילו מתפסס של תירי וביחד משלשת פורים אלו אישו נקניס בכסף או בשטר או בביה בביה או בשטר מן התור או בכסף מדי בסף וליקוח מיילו הנה נקרוי נדושן או ערס וכל מוקד ואישו שניקנס בהם גלבורים היא הניקו מקודשת עם רסס על חגימו וכי משניקנס או אישו ונאסס מקודשת אף על פי שלא נבעל there was no beer and there was no חופי אידה ולא ניכנס או לביס בילו הרי שישיס והבור לא חוץ מבילו חייב מסס בזן ואם רוצו לגרש צריך לגן So it's Chayev Mrs. Bezen. So the Rambam does not Chas V'Sholem mean in the Rabbanon. He doesn't call it Midvrayim. He calls it Divrei Sefer. In other words, there are two categories the Raisa. One category the Raisa is the Raisa that is explicit or implicit in the judicial Mikra. And another category of the Raisa is that it's not implicit in the judicial Mikra. But is deduced to the drushes. They are both true, equally true, but there is a difference. What nafka mine between the category of the raisa that is explicit or implicit in the judicial mikra and the category of the raisa that is implicit through the midei shatayon in Rashi's bed. I know one nafka mine, two nafka mines. One of the mine is legabi shuashov. If somebody is nishba levatel samitz, if somebody takes a shvue to eat nivele, so of course it's not a shvue as bitu, but it's even a shuashov and it's chayev malchus. So how about if somebody takes a shvue, he says shvuo sheichel chotik azayis nivele. And we pass like Rabbi Eichan that Chotzi Shiol is also not Torah. So Teisve says, according to Rabbi Teisve in Shvuah says, according to Rabbi Eichan, that Chotzi Shiol is also not Torah. So then it will be Shvuah Shov. The Rambam says in Lecha Shvuah.
Shvuah Shov means he gets Malchus?
Malchus. And there is no Chi of Korban Bitu. If he violates it, he's Eva on the Shvuah. If somebody takes his Shvuah, Shvuah Shaloi, איש על דימויומי, זה אפשר לי קיימי. So he gets malkes and he can fall asleep because it has no chalice. It's not hard. If somebody takes his shvua the talit nevela, or he won't put on tefillin, he won't sit in the suki, he won't give stocky to an oni, so it's his shvua shov and he gets malkes for it. So how about if somebody takes his shvur sheichel chotzi kazayis nevela, so teisves says b'feirash shvues that is shvur shof. The Rambam is chelik. Let's see Lashon HaRambam. Perikim l'cheshvues halacha zayin. Shvur shaleichel kol shvur. Chotzi shiur. Nivelas utreifes. Vi ochal poches mitazayis. Chayev bishvur. Not only it's not a shvur shof, it's even nichlal in shvur is bishvur. But the question is, so the honest, Lohar Heidi, ma tove rishus, hafaroyo rishus. Yotzo, if somebody takes his shvur rebattle from mitzvah, it's not rishus. So chodesh yos not here. So what is the Shittas HaRambam? That there are two categories of the rice. One category of the rice is the rice that is mentioned in the Pshutei Shel Mikra. And another category of the rice is not mentioned in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, but it's implicit for the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi. Both are equally true, but in regard to the aloche, that nishba levatlas hamitzvah is a shvur shov and it's mufkav shvur's bitu, it only applies to the category of the rice that are implicit in the traditional mikor, but they don't apply to the category of the rices that are deduced for the midish atrion investment. With that we can answer another kashi that is raised by many achrenim against the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchos Chometz Matzah Halacha Zayin, Ho'eichel min ha'chometz atzmei b'pesach. Kolshu, even poches mikazayis, ha'rei ze osam na'teiro shenema lo yo'cheil. It doesn't say l'seich. Lo yo'cheil. It should not be eaten. In other words, poches mikazayis does not constitute a ma'is achille. So that's only Shayach, where the Isa consists in the Maizach. But where the Isa consists, not after the Maizach, but in being eaten.
But
so
not
being eaten, not the active Maizach, but the passive Achille. In the being eaten, so then, even Pochas Mikeshio is Chotzikas Ayis does not constitute a Maisachim, but it is either the love of Chomitz Lo Yochim. So everybody has the kashi. Why does the Rambam have to resort to a special Zosakosu for Lo Yochim? So the Rambam paskins Chotzishio or some nothing. So the Teres is Poshit. the nafkamina would be l'gabe shvue. Suppose somebody takes a shvue, shvue sheichel pochas mitazayis nevele, so the Rambam shita is, it's not a shvue. Even though it's osam d'raise, because it's a category of the raise that is not mentioned in the Fudish on the call. But if somebody will say, Shvuo she'eichel choti kazayis chomez b'tesach, then it will be a shvasho. So, that's one of them. Another nafkamina that I know, there might be other nafkaminas, but I only know two nafkaminas. Another nafkamina is in regard to the aloche of mutev shiur she'egigin v'al yom izidin. The Gemara in Yuma says that if nosh keep on eating Erevim Kippur until it becomes dark, it doesn't mean until Shkia Mamesh, because he actually something. How can? So it means they keep on eating until it's a few minutes before Shkia. So if the Noshim are of such character, if we know the Noshim, Ayarei Yisalekim, and we tell them it's also Midrashim. If you eat some of Lishkiya, you have to be Masih, Mechel Lakedesh. The Gemara learns it out in Brochas and Yume, for Venisemes Nafisechem, Mitisha Lakedesh Beren, Vichibitisha Lakedesh, Visani. So that means that you have to be Masih. So two droshes are learned out. One is it's a mitzvah to eat Erevim Kippur. And another question to learn out that we have to mace Mechelakish. So, if Noshim, who are ignorant, they don't know of the Isa, but they are so accustomed that in all probability, if you tell them, they'll continue eating and they'll stop Mamesh with Shkia. So it's better not to tell them, because Mutev she is shaking in volume is it. So Rishenim point out, the Gemara only says, Noshim, Sheichel is Erev in Kippa. But how about Noshim, Sheichel is in Kippa itself? So then, if there is any possibility, of course, if we know that this person will not listen, so, Al Tichach Letz Ben Yisneko, but if there is any possibility that they will listen, even though in all probability will not listen, there is a mitzvah of the Hoch in regard to a Nisar or a mitzvah the Reis, but in regard to a Nisar Rabban, because the Morin Shabbos mentions it also in regard to Rikide, to Shvusim, Mutef Yishegim and Yizidim, let's say, if people dance on Shabbos and they are ignorant. It's a, we shouldn't reprimand them because no probability they'll become easy. Or even with their eyes, like Tesis in Makipur. But something that is foolish material, even if in all probability they will not listen, as long as there is this remote possibility they will listen, we have to make them. So that's not, that enough to me. Between mitzvahs and ferocious bateo in the traditional mikro and mitzvahs that are not mentioned in the traditional mikro, but they are deduced through the midei shateo nidrash. Then, according to Rabbi Gershon, there's not enough to me. Because Rabbi Gershon, when he explains the Gemara, in Ksuves the Gemara in Bovasre, because Kesef is for Exereshovet. So it is Chachom Mevikeach is Mdeve Sefer. But Bia is mentioned before Shubola, the Torah, how can Chachom be Mavkia? The Gemara says, because Ashakvinu Rachmona Riblos Riblasnus. So Rashi rejects it because Yisrael is, of course, Rabbi Gershon is made Yisrael is. But since it's a category of the rice that is not spelled out, so we call, so the Chachomim of the Keach to Beikah. Beikah, in other words, according to Rabbi Gersh, the Gemara in Yevomis says that's how we pass. Not like Chafrizde, but like Chavnos and Bareishi. There is a machlekes between Chafrizde and Chavnos and Bareishi. Whether Yeshkeya v'yadvezden like a dovo min a teiro v'kum v'asei lideres. V'shev al tais lideres. Everybody agrees. Like Shefer and Rosh Hashono. Like Tcheles v'sodin shel Bishtom. Like Lulev. And Shabbos, Shefer Rosh Hashanah, Shechali is B'Shabbos. A Lulev in Vishn, Shechali is B'Shabbos. So you Sheval Taisi. But B'Kum Vasei, Lifisho, everybody agrees the best Navikech. Like Leo Bar Carmel, so is Eichad Isa of Shkut Echut. והרמב"ן, המדהים שסייס, והרמב"ן זל הרך להושיב עליו, על זה, בספר המצ, הסוגס, שחיבר על ספר המצווס, והיר בו בזה דבור, וידע שאף, בדבר רבינו, אף על פי שהכסף מתבספרים, הרי הוא שהרי גימה בו לכל דובו, מושתר ואבי, ובי או כוסף כאן, שקיבל שניתני ישו אישו, ביחוד משלישת בורם היו נאסיס מקודשס ועבור להחוץ מפיילו חיי ניסי מיסס בז וחוס האף יפרק אלף מלכס תרומס ומייסרס שערוס הבס ישרויל ועתירו יחלף בתרומו ולחילי בין נסגר שו בכסף ונסגר שו פשטה לכן נסבר מבור נאו the magnishne near the magnishne nor the keset mishne mentions the tshuva of the Rambam to the Chachmeluni. The Chachmeluni asked him, but why is there a difference between keset and shtar? Is there a gemara kedushnia? A gemara kedushnia. Tesam el beis. Ubi bim, no one omar bavuyom rabbi yechanen de makro, bulas bal, Milame Shinasla Bal de Bile. So then the Gemara continues. Omale Rabzeire, Rabavuye, Amale Shlokis Rabiechne, Kurzuse Shono Rebbe, Ubala, Milame Shinitis Bi. So why do you have to resort to Bula's Bal? You can learn it out from Ubala. So it's Beferish mentioned that Anisha is Miskadesh, Miskadeshes, Al de Bir. If the Torah didn't say Bula's Baal, I would say he has to have both Kiddushi Kesed of the Shishtar and then to be followed by B. But now the Torah says Bula's Baal, so it means that B by itself is Gimla the Gushman. Maski Flora Vavre Baman, Im Kei Nara Moroso. How can you even for a moment assume that when the Torah says Ubalo, it means first he had Kedusha Kesed, Kedusha Tah, then it was followed by B. So then it means that Nishishish necessarily must be a Bulo, but there is a Chiyuv Skile for somebody who is Baal Naram Os. What did Naram Os mean? She's Nishishish. She was not nivel by the husband as yet. So we see that she's Nishishish even without Bia. So why do you need the posik of Bula's Baal? Idagdi Roda Baal Bulai. So there is no Chiyuv Skile. There is a Chiyuv Chanek. Idagdi Shvaloi Baal Laf Klumi. So she's a Knui. Amru Rabbonan Kam Dabaye. So then she's still Ipsula. So then there's a Chivskla. Then the Omale Abaye Atkan Lipli Rabbi Rabbanon Elabacher Avo Baldi Vehakil in Bolo Shaloki Darko, even though she's a Ipsula, but she's not considered as an Enubula. Because Bia Shaliki Darko is also considered a bule, so then there shouldn't be a chiyuv chorus. Aval baldi v'hatlam bok shidarko so bule ma'idi tani bo ala yudanoshi v'adai ni psulo chulam b'skile des rabon, because that depends upon remaining the psulo, not if she was nivel Shaliki Darko. She's still a psula. Rebbe Meir, Imer Ami Orishim Biskila Vikul Mechanek. So that's Ligavi somebody else, but Ligavi Baal, if the Baal consummates the Kedushin through Biyesh Oliki Darko, everybody admits that she's considered a bulo. Memele, that if somebody else is Boleo, so it's not Chayev Skile, but it's Chayev Chanek. Omar Nachman by Yitzchok Mishkachaslo Kigenshe Kitsho Bishtah Kitsho Bishtah Hoil V'Gemer Omeitzi Gemer Omachnis Dehekesh Vavayelitzi. So the Rambam says that's the reason as to why I say that Dushishtah is considered the category of the Rises like being. Because even though B.A. is spelled out explicitly, but in Shtar is not spelled out explicitly, but implicitly it is spelled out, because otherwise you cannot understand the whole din that Naram also is Chayev Skile, except for Dushi Shtar. So what difference does it make whether it's spelled out explicitly in the Torah, in the Pshutish Mikor, or implicitly? After all, the Chiyuv Skile is spelled out, and that can only be visualized in connection with the Kedusha Shtar. So in other words, so that's another Nachman. Alright, now, so this is what I wanted to say, that even though they are kinuim, that they are kinuim that Shloshim Shebodlam Chachomim and according to some Rishonim Nadaran. So then, now listen. Ella, he says, Lomed al kula ome, kinuyim de reise, de chayuva ali ikob, de la rishlopish le mechayra ali ikob, hava le meima hosom, hinicha le mandoma, kinuyim de reise, vika le meidak, de rabiechen damalos nochmeim, maishni forish hanach lishne, di kenem kenach kenes, zwei mischolisch, lehme an nida becholosch neda an nidre neda. Becholosch nidre neda. Vanochen schero jitsi bese, huma shepire isha choch magodl, rabbi doye bapches doye zal, de ribus haschmion, de loy mi boye bulschenes nochem, schemischenes gmur. Correct English. Sha nida ben nidre neda ea, for that we don't need any posit. Sha filo bulschenes schene gmur. Geneilu, de keinach, de keinem, keinach, keines, shai loshna kodishim, kodishim, eloshin ishtabish, de umes, uom ishabish, certain words of loshna kodish, into slang. Salk daitach amine, shaneida ben lei neda, kibim shena loshin gomo, bifnei atzmei, komashmolot, the chibim shanochem midabrim bhem afal pish enim ikali shenom el mishibush viyodom haru neda gomo vikolshkin sholich hain shenis v'yei shecho. In other words, so sholich shenis certainly, so we don't need any posit because that's a double posit v'yei shecho halipi v'zebe oshalom. For a high time in Amity College, you Kilema Shame Losh Neda, Elo Shume Hune, where Hanishem Galahadea, nickname. Elem Kinidorim, the Yodis Nidorim, Shahu Shemaskil, the Mixas, the Boy Shaleda, Elo Shinigameris. Veisi mitzvah sadibo habek elenida kol ashtama sadibo ki odom aich es kli vizyachale. I hold the glass by the handle, so I only hold on to the handle, not the rest of the glass, but the glass, but it's considered that I hold the whole glass. So that's yodis. I only speak out yodis, but that completes the whole statement. So that's, we need a posit. That's only if it is a yad that is not completely implicit. But if it is a yad, like if he says, Kikel ze osal, and he doesn't say kikom, or he says, Kikel ze like kikom, and he doesn't say osal like kikom, then we don't have to resort to any doshes, because then it's implicit in the Shutish al Mikro. Ish ki yid and Eder al Hashem, what difference does it make? Whether he spells out the vow of the Neder in shorthand or not in shorthand, in a long way. So Mimele is completed without any Xerosakos. Now that's the Ranchit. But Teisves is Chelikam. Teisves says that according to the Shlokish, that Kinuyim is Loshin Shibodlem Chachomim, so then it's only Nasmacht. He will not be high. All right. It's not difficult. Even though if there hadn't been a Machlekes Rishonim, I would say like Daran. I mean, why should the Keach of the Chachomim be Gorua than the Keach of the British people, of the Spanish people, the Polish people? All right. But Rishonim say it, we can understand it. However, even Teisves, who is Chelek and Daran, limits it. Let's see the Teisves. Kol kinuyin idorim kindorim. בוחנים כחום כינו זהו שם שופט שם תופת כדם בינון המכנה שם גל החבר אך נמי כין נידור אינוי נידור די כאן נדרו כשמת ויסח ריפץ ודובר ענות כמי לומר הרי אולי ככזה בהגש ועל תיקר אחר אימר יאי כזה זהו נדר כדומה פרגימו לשווס עד שידע בדבר ענות והנה לשני כי נדרי ולכמם בשביל פירקין כלומר יש לו כאיש לא שאין שבודו חכומים וואי עוד חכומים וואי דה חכומים קוין סלנגס וואי what was the purpose so the purpose was to prevent the avire of Meiti Shem Shomayim Latov because if a person wants to be Magdish he behemo when he's Beach he'll say Kovan Lashem and sometimes he might decide to reverse the order instead of saying Kovan first and Lashem second he'll say Lashem first and he will not complete Kovan so then it will be verbiage so it will be Meisi Shem Shomayim Latov and that involves the Nisarese of Esad as the Gemara in Gemara the faces Esad Yishem Lekachotiro we are not allowed to be Meisi Shem Shomayim Latov to lay me come Lad Yishem Zim Nindom Lad Yishem Lomako so he says he'll say Canaan instead of call. If he says the Chachomim coined the expression Kenem Lashem is not going to reverse the order. If the regular way would be to say Kom Lashem he might decide to reverse the order. But if the expression used is Kenem and he knows he has to say Kenem Lashem he's not going to reverse the order. ורבי יחנן אמר לו שנוכי דיברי שינום כשני דרים נדע אין ראים הוכי וכושר למען דומה לו שנוכי המיינו קטל נליש לאים בכל על שניס שהם נדרים דל שינום ונדע ואין לי זה סיים תרץ אז דרנסס ודאי אם יהיה בל שינום יהיה נדע אחרי שהם מבינים and the mass listen a few lawyer bunu high lotion hare you neda so in other words if you say bil shenom if they understand it so then it is certainly neda but suppose somebody will make neda in English and they will not understand it so then even if they don't understand it Harei Huneda. No, it's not the same Teretz. The Rans Teretz is the Yiddish of Pinuyo, of Loshin. Ume is the slang of the Ume. That the Ume Shabish, words of Loshin HaKiddish. The Riz Teretz is, the Chiddish is, Pinuy Nidorim, Pindorim, that Adal Shein is, even if they don't understand it. So, it's still a good lashon to express in it. What's the pshat? So the way to understand it, I think, is by taking notice of a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rebbe. Now the Rambam paskens like the Rabbonim of Rebbe. So the Rabbonim of Rebbe say that Krishma is the numeric lashon. You can say Kriyashma. Shma avoyin shmeya avayimer in English not like Rebbe the Tavki Bloshnakid so the Rambam says in Lichas Kriya Shma Rambam Perek Veiz Milchas Krishma halacha test says as follows, that by Krishna there is halacha kriyotamo. In other words, he has to say the parsha of Krishna, each word, al pidikduk. Shalo yirape amod velo yinade harofi. Ishvono, he has to express it as Ishvono. Ishvonoch, he has to express it as Ishvonoch. It's not Me'ati Devet, but L'chatchile Mid'Raisi, not L'chatchile Mid'Rabonot. He has to say it al Bidigdu. So Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchas Kriya Shema, Halacha Tes, Kesat Yidakdik, Yishmeir, Shelo Yirape Achozok, V'lo Yarzik Orofen, V'lo Yoniach Haned, V'lo Yoni Yanoch, L'fif Choch, Tzorich Litten Revar Ben Advedi, Ben Kol Shteisies, Hademis, Shachas Men Seif Tevo, V'acheres, Trilas, Tevo Asmuchalo. So if he doesn't emphasize it, it will nivla, and then L'mantizkeya, so he has to emphasize L'mantizkeya. In other words, otherwise it might sound L'mantizkeya or L'mantizkeya. L'mantizkeya, you should chik, you should chikya. L'mantizkeya, you should gain, you should get tzcha, but L'mantizkeya, it means you should remember. So it's a chiyuv l'chadchilim d'raiz. D'raived is masik. Omer Avron, v'alashor al-sheines, heim perushim, v'lomo lonu l'dagdeik bei perushim. He says, if you read kriyashma in English, you don't have to read it according to grammar. It doesn't matter, because what's a language? Language means, as the Ram says, that a certain umel am asking. So I am asking, you have to have shishim ribei of the umel. A million people to be masking. One person can also be masking. So if he reads it incorrectly, so that's his own license. He's a umel for himself. That's the Rav Shiti. And the Rambam Shiti is to the country. In other words, whether a nume coins the words or yochit coins the words, but it has to be correct. If it's not correct, according to that language, the grammar of that language, so then you are nevatel a mitzvasesedai. Then there is another difference, according to all rishim, between Loshna Kedesh and Shalosh Hines. The Mishnah says in Megillah. Megillah is Nikas B'Cholosh. You can mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah if you read it in English. It doesn't have to be Loshon HaKodesh. But there is one difference. Koro Giptis LeGiptim Yotza. Koro B'Loshon HaKodesh LeGiptim is yotza, but koro giptis limodim lo yotza. If somebody hears the Megillah, Loshna Kiddush, many people come to shul and pour. They don't understand what vahi means, what vimei means, yu hayomim amikroim. They don't know what it means. They are late. As long as they know that he deals with the Nespur. Of course, they don't know what's all about and the kind of mitzvah they are assassin. But if they know the story of Purim, of Haman and Mordechai and Esther, and they hear the Megillah, they are mekayim the mitzvah bishleimus. But suppose it is read in Spanish, and an Englishman hears it, he's not yet. Why is it so? As the Rebbe says, because Sholish Loshon Kodesh has Atzmius. The Torah is giving Loshon Kodesh. So maybe whether I understand it or I don't understand, it's that Loshon. But English is something that was invented by Umis. So for the people who understand it, it means something. The people who don't understand it, it's nothing. It's just verbiage, nothing. So that even the Ramba, even the Ravid, will be made. I mean, even the Rambam will be made. The Rambam is on a chilek and the Ravid in regard to Dikta. Now, let's continue with taste. Uman dom aloshin shebodu chachomim koshi doch aname kinui dinozu yabodu chachomim veiche yovikob maloshin chachomim. So Teisa says the Kashi, the Shlokish who says that kinuim is loshin shebodu chachomim, so it's a Kashi. So the Mishnah says kinuim is niziras kinziras. So that means that if somebody says Hareini nozik, Hareini paziach, not Hareini nozik. So is a nozik. And he has to bring it home. But it's Mirabon. So how can he bring it home? So it's mashma from the kashi of taste verse. The taste verse is Chilikandra. The Ram says, even if we say that Kinui Meloshin Shibodo Chachomim, he still has a din derisa. Because Madua Yiga Loshin Shebodu Chachomin Loshin Shebodu Ulmich Vechi Yovikom Loshin Chachom Umvindorim Loikosh. So the Kashi is only Mitzat Kinui Niziras, but Mitzat Kinui Nidorim Kindorim, there is no Kashi. Yovar the Baltacher, but that's it to safer. Is Balyach, not Baltacher. Baltacher is only Banidra Hegdish. Banidra Isa, there is no Baltacher. It's it to safer, that is obvious. I think they say it, not the Bach, but at the back, I think the Rishash. It's it to safer. So, Vindorim Loikoshi Yovar Balyach. Why? So v'yesh leima the hodi oma loshin shebodu likoma ela gabinidorim avaloi gabinosim. So that requires an explanation. Teisves is chelik andaran in regard to kinui niziras. So how can he bring the call and loshin shebodu chachom? But in regard to Nidori, it's not difficult. So the question is, why isn't it difficult? How can it be Chayav Malkes al Bayach? And Loshin Shebodu Chachom. So obviously, there is a basic distinction between Nisires and Nidori. Because now that involves another Machlekes Hashem. We have Nidre Hegdesh and we have Nidre Isa. Nidre Isa means, he says, Kikar Zerosar. Hegdesh means, he says, Kikar Zerosar. How about Niziras? Is Niziras included in the category of Nidre Isa? Or it's included in the category of Nidre Hegdesh? So the Rambam, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam says that Nisires is included in the category of Nidrei Isa. Let's see what's now. Kalef Nuz Nuzi Halochal Hanizires Uneder Mechor Nidre Iser Shenema Kiyideh Neder Nuzi Umitzusese Sheyidadil Sareishi Shenema גדל פרס הריש. So the Rambam says that Nizires is Nidris. The Ramban is Chilich, he says. How is it Nidris? Does he say, Yain Osralai? That Reishi Osa Ligiluach? Does he say, Kufi Osa Litamel Emesi? He says his Magdish is Kuf. He says, Arainin Osa. So it's Nidri Hekdish. So we have a basic machlech. According to the Rambam, even though he says Arinozi here, so basically, in essence, it's in the Isa. He has to answer the Surinozi here by saying Arinozi. On the contrary, suppose he'll say, he won't say Arinozi. He'll say, Arini Eser Olai. Kol anovim v'kol yayin l'shleishim yim v'are eser olai es reishi l'igiluach kol shleishim yim v'are eser es gufei l'tame l'meisim kol shleishim yim will not become a nozer. He'll be either val yachum. He'll not bring the kopanis nozer and on v'chayom morishenim yif nothing. It'll be an ordinary Nidreisa. So here the Torah says that in order to become Osa in the Hefse of Yain, in the Hefse of Anoli, so then he has to formulate it, to express it through the Loshon of Harein Nozer. And it's true that the Nozer has Dushi. Kodesh Ye Gadol Peres Hareche. He has Dushi, Dushas Noza, like Dushas Kehen. The only difference is Dushas Kehen is Elomis, and Dushas Noza is not Elomis, but it's a Dushi. He is Kodesh, and Noza is Kodesh. But according to the Rambam, the Afloye affects the Dushi through the Aloha of Nizraisa, and the Nidreisa has to be formulated through the Loshon of Harein Nozer. According to the Ramban, it's Nidre Hekdesh, just as the Torah says that a Jew has a keach to be Magdish, any person has a keach to be Magdish. So a Jew has a keach to be Magdish as Gufei. Likdushas Niziras, Mimele di Isuri Nozer Amleit. In other words, it's from one extreme to the other. According to the Ramban, so he answers the Isuri Nozer. Mimele, Likdushas Nozer takes effect. According to the Ramban, he who is a boy, the Ramban is from Mitzvahs, Rabbi Meshi ben Nachman. So he through the afloye is mikadish is kuf b'dushas nizires, and that gives rise to the isurei nozer. Apparently, it's obvious the tasteless agrees with the shita b'ramban, because tasteless says that according to shlokish that kinui neloshin shibot chachomim, so then. Kinui and Niziras, Rishlokish wouldn't say that Kinui and Niziras is Loshin Shabarachachom, but Rishlokish will be made that Kinui and Niziras is Loshin Umes. But because Loshin Shabarachachom, there wouldn't be a Chiyuv called Nozim. But Rishlokish only is Chalikan Rabbi Yochanan in respect to the Kinuim of Nidori, because they are Rishlokish is made that is Chayav Malchus in Shubal Yach. Why? Because Tesvis agrees with Tesvis with the Ran Svar, that is Svar Pshut. Lomo Yikra Loshin Shebodo Chachomim Meloshin Shebodo Umeis. Why? The Tanoim are on a lower level than the British nation, than the Spanish people, than the Russian people, on a Hachmaya level. I don't mean a higher level chochmah. I mean even regard that the lishenis, the coin, should have a din of lash. But the aloche of kinuyin is deduced from a posik. The posik, the drosha is in the posik in Parsha Matis. Ish ki yid aneda la dishem, o yishov ha-shvua le-sanafi. So there we have a posik. But if Nizira said Benitri Yisera, so Mele, they would be Nichlal in the Droshim Parshim Atis. But a Kodi Tesis agrees with Ramban that Niziris is Nidre Hegdesh. In the Parsha of Hegdesh, there is no Drosh. That Kinuye Hegdeshes is Hegdeshes. And here, when the Mishnah doesn't say Kinuye Hegdeshes Hegdeshes. It says Kinuye Chomes Kechomes. So the Ram says it has reference to Chome Yisar, not to Chome Bedek Habayis. Some Mele, Teisve says there couldn't be Korbanosia. And even though the Mishnah here mentions Kinuye Nizires Kinzires, but Rishlokesh only made it Bigabi Kinuye Nizires, that's Loshen Umes, not Loshen Shebodlem Chachon.
But the Ran does not agree with that.
Yeah, he doesn't agree, because the Ran holds that Nizires, I mean the Ran holds that there is no difference between Loshen Shebodo Chachomim and Loshen Shebodo Umes. The chain poor big man, the poor chinich al mandamalos noch, al mandamalos shibarachachom mayit al meima. So here the Gemara dafches as the Tkash. But in Sachas Nozir, when the Mishnah again reiterates, kinui in Ziris, kinziris, the Gemara doesn't test the Tkash. Why? Because in regard to kinui in Ziris, there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Veimeri Deinzorai. The fact that the Gemara knows it doesn't test the Tkash is no right. Not that he's chaylik, but he says it's no right. Because many times in Shas, so in one sugya the Gemara emphasizes a certain Tkash. And in another Gemara, the Gemara does not emphasize. It relies on the sugya where it did emphasize. Now,
What did you just read from?
That the Riz Chelik on the first Loshen Tesis, and he agrees with the Ran. Now, there is a Yerushalmi Nozir, the first Halacha in Yerushalmi Nozir, that if a certain person, one person, not a Nume, not a Chachomim, not a Noim, not Amoroim, just one single individual, says Bifnei Acherim, I am coining a new expression. I am coining a new expression. For me, pas means nozir. And then he says, Hareini pas. So he's also in drinking wine, because since he declared before 280 that he's coining a new expression, and relative to him, pass should have the meaning of nothing. Then he said, "Areini pass, so is a nothing." But Tesis, the first Loshen Tesis, says not like it. So obviously, the first Loshen Tesis would say, That's what the Yeshalmi means is to be awesome in the Rabbonon. To eat, to drink yain, and to eat anovim, and to mitala chasreishi. But Tenoch Nami, he won't be able to bring it.
Why
to aid him? Because it has to be. Otherwise, he's going to be left. Just because in his heart he decides to coin a certain term, it doesn't mean anything. It has to be mivura to people, because there has to be pay, and pay, it has to be understood what people hear. Hareni pas. So they say, they think he's crazy. Hareni pas, I make peace of bread. They think he's crazy. Some there is no afloy. Nisiris has to be two beaches for sight.
For himself it should be enough to, let's say, lose
it. Afloy means for everybody. He doesn't, if he says Arin Nozia, he's all by himself in the room. So then he's Nozia, because if anybody would be in the room, he would hear it. But if he's Ma'avelet, there is no bitter society.
Boxes, you wouldn't need even chairs.
What is that?
According to the Hasbro, Rosh was saying you wouldn't need even chairs.
Of course not. Before going, before going, before Otzrim, before
anything. There's not a halacha in Eidus. It's just to be Modiya, that's a losh.
Uchonim kechonim, teime, teishves, limando amas tam chonim lekianim. אם ירצה להכן לבדק הבייס, יסתורך להם אחרם עד השם, ואם כן מה יהיה לך חומם ותכנת, וכל הכינויים אין אומר משום שלא יזכיר שם שומעים לבטא, שאחרי הכינויים אלו נראו את להם עד השם, כמו אם יהיה מקום, דוז ראו את להם עד השם, because the fluency of his mouth, ויש להם שאם ירצה להחרם לבדק הבייס, ימחרם לבדק הבייס. Now, let's go to the run. הוא שבויס כשבויס. כלימה, דיקינו שבויה הרי הוא כשבויה. וחל, ומהור, שמיינון דשבויה לביישם, אלא כיבים שאומה, שבוע או שבוסו שהיא כינויו של איכל כזה או של אוכל דמסיסים חייגב נעסקינו כי בשביל סקרס השם מה יהיה משום כינו שבוע טייפו כלי משום הסקרס השם דאפל ולא ישבוע ולא יכינו חווה שבוע so the Ron says from the Russian the Mishnah that Kinoi Shvui Kishvui Yitzirayeh, that Shvui doesn't require Lashem, Ishem. In other words, if he takes Shvui, Shvui Shalayechel Kishyal Seh, he doesn't have to say Shvui Bad Ishem Shalayechel Kishyal Seh. But if he just says Shvui Shalayechel Kishyal Seh, and then he eats at his high and his high call, because if Shvui would require Hashem, the Rambam is chayrik. The Rambam Pshiti is the Shvui requires Hashem. If he doesn't say Hashem, then it's no Shvui. There's no Chiyu Malkis, no Chiyu. But the Ran says there is a Chiyu Malkis and a Chiyu Chom even without you. Because if we are going to assume that Shvui requires Hashem, if he mentions Shem, so Shem itself is Yishvui. If a person will say, B'shem Adi Shem Shalayichom, Hayim Tum, it's Yishvui. So why do we need to Kinu Yishvui?
So he says, in the name of God, I will not eat.
So it's Chayim, that's itself is Yishvui. So why do we need Aloha of Kinu Yishvui? Obviously, in the case, well, he doesn't mention the name just like before. And he says, yes, Shvur shaleichu shvumayin. So if he says shvus or shvuko shaleichu ayin, so he's also chay. Di b'shiskas Hashem mayi ayin shunkinu shvue teipuklei mishmaskos Hashem dafil v'loi shvue v'loi kinu havi shvue. והראיה מידי אמרינון בפרק עם המידים לכי ישראל מהגלוני דבי זאת one person המירה said בשם לכי ישראל דולי מהגלוני he's not going to meet like a certain matrimusik. A certain matrimuse told a certain amere, a certain refuye for Tidon. But he said, I'm not going to reveal to you, the cure unless you swear that you want to reveal it to anybody else. So the amere was unable.
It's on Shabbos, it was on Shabbos.
No, it's Shabbos. So to get to find out the cure, it's a question of being matzal nefoshes, unless he took his shvuah. So he took his shvuah. So he didn't say shvuah b'shem Hashem l'magluin l'acher b'shem Hashem l'magluin. So we see that if you mention God's name, so that in itself is shvuah. So why do we have to resort to halacha of kinyan nidot shvuah k'shvuah?